Portraits from the Past, Cyrus the Great. According to our modern calendar, on the night of October 5th and 6th, 539 BCE, the seemingly impossible happened to the city of Babylon, capital of the Babylonian Empire. On that fateful night, the city was overthrown by an army of Medes and Persians, commanded by Persian King Cyrus, also known as Cyrus the Great. His strategy was brilliant. Quick facts. Cyrus, it is believed, was born about 600 BCE. He died in battle in about 530 BCE. Cyrus' tomb can still be seen in Pisargadae, a city of ancient Persia founded by Cyrus and now an archaeological site in Iran. The Cyrus cylinder, a 9-inch long or 23-centimeter clay document, commemorates Cyrus' conquest of Babylon and the liberation of exiles, including Jews. The cylinder has been called one of the most important discoveries in biblical archaeology. The Persian people still hold Cyrus in high esteem. How Cyrus captured Babylon. When Cyrus set his sights on Babylon, it was already the most venerable of Middle Eastern cities, perhaps of all cities in the world, states the book Ancient World Leaders, Cyrus the Great. Babylon sat on the Euphrates River, which also filled moats surrounding the city's massive walls, a combination of defenses that made the city seem impregnable. Upstream from Babylon, Cyrus' men diverted the Euphrates, causing the water level in the city to fall. The soldiers then waded into the river to the city gates, which had been left open, and took Babylon with little resistance. According to Greek historians Herodotus and Xenophon, the Babylonians felt so secure behind their city's defenses that on the night of the attack, many were feasting, including the king. Moreover, Cyrus' conquest fulfilled some amazing Bible prophecies. The following is supplementary information. The handwriting is on the wall. On the night of Cyrus' surprise attack, Babylonian King Belshazzar was feasting with 1,000 of his grandees when a hand miraculously appeared. Before the eyes of all, the hand wrote, "Meni, Meni, Tekel, and Parson," on the plaster of the palace wall. Daniel 5, 1, 5, and 25. The footnote reads, "The terms refer to monetary weight." End of footnote. The prophet Daniel interpreted the riddle to terrified Belshazzar. In brief, Daniel told the king that his kingdom was finished, that he had been weighed in the balances and found wanting, and that Babylon had been given to the Medes and the Persians. Daniel 5, 26 through 28. Every word came true. Moreover, to this day in some languages, the saying, "the handwriting is on the wall," means that catastrophe or failure is imminent. Returning to the article. Amazing predictions. The prophecies of Isaiah are especially noteworthy because they were recorded about 200 years in advance, perhaps 150 years before Cyrus was even born. Consider the following. A man named Cyrus would conquer Babylon and free the Jews. The Euphrates River would dry up, opening the way for Cyrus' army. The city gates would be left open. Babylon's military would cease to fight. A miraculous deliverance. Earlier, in 607 BCE, Babylonian armies razed Jerusalem and led most of the survivors into exile. How long would the Jews be held? God said, "When 70 years have been fulfilled, I shall call to account against the king of Babylon and against that nation, and I will make it desolate waste to time indefinite." Jeremiah 25:12. As mentioned, Cyrus captured Babylon in 539 BCE. Soon thereafter, he released the Jews, who began to arrive in their homeland in 537 BCE, exactly 70 years after their deportation. As for Babylon, it eventually became desolate wastes, again confirming the accuracy of Bible prophecy. Why should you care? Consider this. The Bible foretold 1. The 70-year exile of the Jews, 2. Cyrus' conquest of Babylon and key aspects of his strategy, and 3. The ultimate desolation of Babylon. Such advanced knowledge could not come from mere men. A more reasonable conclusion is this: prophecy was at no time brought by man's will, but men spoke from God. 2 Peter 1:21. Surely the Bible merits our consideration. End of article.